Hey, it's Asterios Kokonos. Welcome to the Asterios Shokonos. I had big plans for this podcast. Big plans, guys. I was going to launch it live on YouTube. I was going to launch it. I was going to build a set. I was going to wear costumes and book guests. And I've wanted forever to do like a little show where I have fun. And I was going to be called the Asterios Shokonos. And it was going to be... And then, well, fuck. Today happened. And it's like, yeah, I should probably tell people what happened to me today. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you don't. Look, I've been podcasting for 2 years now. I did a show forever called Science Friction. I'm still doing it, by the way. I'm editing a new episode. I promise it's not dead. I've been a little busy. And I was doing five-minute podcasts for people, making web series like Waifu Wars and shows about Star Trek like Voyager Jizz and just doing all this stuff here at StereosPodcast.com. And there's one thing I've really never done, and it's talk about the fact that I am being sued for $20 million by the world's first internet troll, a guy named George Maddox Azunian. He goes by Maddox online in LA. People at UCB and IO probably know him as George Oz, the guy from the Tournament of Nerds, a show that I did with him for about 10 years. And there's a reason I've never really talked about this lawsuit stuff. I don't want to be the lawsuit guy. I don't. I have so many interests. Star Trek The Next Generation, Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I have a lot of different diverse interests. And it's like, I don't want my whole life to be talking about this bummer of a guy named Maddox who's coming after me. I do shows with my girlfriend, Sriracha. We've been doing shows together forever. We do a show called Asterios Kills a Kid, where we give advice to kids that we hope doesn't kill them. But if it does, well, you know, you read the title. You know what's up. And we do a show together called Porg Chatter. My girlfriend, Sriracha, who's also my comedy partner, she is in love with the birds from Star Wars. In love with them. We have 8 of them in our apartment, of all different sizes. Just yesterday, she got a 4-foot-tall, 25-pound porg delivered. She spent a lot of money on it because she loves these birds. You know, that's what I want to spend my days talking about. Talking to weirdo anime people on my show Waifu Wars. Just, I don't want my days to be locked in combat with an unfunny, butthurt, has-been weirdo. But today, it kind of became clear to me that, you know what, Asterios, this might be the rest of your life. So you should probably start talking about it. I worked in advertising for 5 years. You'll notice I'm using the past tense when I say this. I worked in advertising for 5 years. Yeah, well, guess what happens when a crazy guy sues you and them and their lawyer? Yeah, it might be time to find a new line of work. So this lawsuit, Maddox suing us, the lawsuit is thrown out of the courts in 45 minutes. The judge literally threatened, I'm not kidding when I say this, this is a direct quote. The judge, Judge Charles Ramos of the New York State Supreme Court, threatens to throw Maddox's lawyer in prison. He goes, I will hold you in contempt, quote, cuffs on, comma, in prison, end quote. That's how bad this case is. But here's the thing. In the justice system, you get a couple of whacks at the bat. Case is thrown out. Case dismissed for everybody. 4 business days later, I lose my job. the job that gives me health insurance and pays my rent, and the job that buys me groceries, and the job that was offsetting the massive legal fees that I undertook. Right now, as of today, my legal fees are at around $28,000, because justice is not cheap. Now, you might be thinking, hey, why did you get a lawyer at all? Well, because in New York, if you don't fight back, you are automatically found guilty. A default judgment is made. And guess what? I don't have $20 million. So anyway, four business days after this case dismissed for everybody, I lose my job. Which is what Maddox wanted the whole time. It's why he sued my employer. I've even got DMs between him and another party where he explicitly states that the purpose of this was for me to lose my job. You know, and all that happens, and he's got a chance to, and the judge says, you know, you can refile if you want, but as of now, this case is a whole joke. Case dismissed. 45 minutes, we're in there. I get sued. 6 months later, we're in court. 45 minutes later, of course, everything's dismissed because all these charges were a goddamn joke. 3.5 months go by. On August 1st, Judge Ramos signs a court order that's essentially a shit or get off the pot court order. And the court order says, hey, Maddox, you've got 20 days to refile, okay? You kind of can't hold us all in limbo forever. If you're going to refile against this guy, refile. But if you're not, I'm going to dismiss this whole thing with prejudice and you will never be able to refile again. That's August 9th. So Maddox has until August 29th at midnight to refile his frivolous bullshit lawsuit. On August 29th at 3:12 p.m., my lawyer gets an email from the assistant law clerk to Justice Charles E. Ramos. It says, counsel, we just received a telephone call from Mr. LeBeau, copied here, who stated that he was retained to represent plaintiff, meaning Maddox, in this case earlier today. Mr. LeBeau seeks an extension of time to file an amended complaint until September 14th, 2018. Does defendant's counsel oppose the extension? Thank you, blah, 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 assistant law clerk, Justice Charles E. Ramos. Then we get an email from this guy. Comes from an @thebusinesslawfirm.com email address. Says, thank you so much. Yes, this firm was just retained to represent the plaintiffs in this matter, and we would greatly appreciate the courtesy of a short extension to 9/14/18 to file the amended complaint. Please feel free to contact me at the number below. If you have any concerns or objections, talk to you soon. Best regards. So here's what every other lawyer says. Dax Herrera's lawyers say, we have no position on this because you're not trying to sue us. Patreon's lawyers say, we have no position on this because you're not trying to sue us. My ex-employer's lawyers say, we have no position on this. So we, you know, because they're not trying to sue us. Here's what my lawyer says. It says, I represent defendant Asterios Kokonos, who is apparently the only defendant against whom one or both of the plaintiffs would like to file an amended complaint. Mr. Kokonos does not consent to the plaintiff's request and opposes the application. Plaintiffs have had approximately 3.5 months to file, reserve, an amended complaint, and have offered no reason why they waited until the eve of their deadline to amend, to engage new counsel, and request an extension of time. Judge Ramos dismissed plaintiff's original complaint and granted them leave to amend. As against Mr. Kokonos, during oral argument of his motion on May 16th, 2018. See attached transcript. By the way, the transcript is available at patreon.com/Asterios for just $1, and it's hilarious. That was over 3 months ago. In accordance with the gray sheet later entered on the motion, document 138, Mr. Kokonos settled on an order of notice without any proposed counter notice from plaintiffs, which in pertinent part ordered, plaintiffs shall serve and file any such amended complaint within 20 days of notice of entry hereof. That order was signed by Justice Ramos on August 1st and entered by the clerk on August 9th. The same day, August 9th, Mr. Kokonos served notice of entry, thereby starting the 20-day deadline. See attached. Plaintiffs now, at the last minute, request additional time without offering any explanation for the delay. Accordingly, Mr. Kokonos opposes the application. Now, that email by my lawyer sent at 7:43 p.m. yesterday. So we had a ticking clock scenario where at any point in the last 4 hours of yesterday, any law clerk, any law secretary, pretty much anyone at the courthouse could have said, nah, we're going to grant this extension. Because you know what usually happens? First extensions are usually granted as a courtesy. But thank God that didn't happen. As of right now, no extension has been granted. An extension can't be granted without a court order. But here's the thing. A judge can pretty much do whatever he wants. And so you're listening to this in the morning, maybe. By this afternoon or this evening, Judge Ramos might be like, meh, give them their extension. And then we'll be like, hey, your 20-day timer ran out. You told them they had 20 days to do it. They didn't get the job done. And he might be like, yeah, but it would be nice to see this whole thing play out. So that's where we are. I really wanted this to be over. Oh my God. Because I do not want the rest of my life to be about some fucking nonstop combat with some unfunny douche. Here's the thing. If the judge grants this extension, then that tells me that the rest of my life is gonna be nonstop combat with some unfunny douche. And if that's what it's gotta be, then that's what it's gotta be. And there's gonna be a lot of great new comedy offerings from patreon.com/asterios. There will definitely be a Cuck Miss Carol 2, never-ending lawsuit boogaloo. There's gonna be a children's book called The Boy Who Sued the World, about a little bald boy named Sadix or Badix or something. No relation to any existing intellectual property at all. Any similarities are completely coincidental. About a little butthurt boy who sues the goddamn world. And you better believe I'm gonna get that book on the New York Times bestseller list. And you better believe that I am gonna go to Los Angeles. And I'm gonna do a one-man show about this. And I'm gonna tell the whole world that there's a comedian out there named Maddox who can't take a joke. This guy, this Maddox guy, the original internet troll. Here's what this guy does. People send him hate mail. He publishes the hate mail. People's full names, people's full email addresses, unleashes the hate mail to his creepy fans and goes, hey, make fun of this guy. This Maddox guy, he's trolling Bill O'Reilly in the 90s. He's organizing a campaign where people send tampons to Bill O'Reilly. And he's publishing Bill O'Reilly's address. And he's like, everybody send the guy tampons. He's a troll. This guy fucking, he releases a line of t-shirts with a scared, beaten child on them. And it says, if your child doesn't look like this, when you come home, you failed as a parent. This guy writes an article for his dumbass website that makes fun of sexual assault survivor Elizabeth Smart. There was a young girl named Elizabeth Smart. She was kidnapped and sexually assaulted for a long time. And he writes an article calling her Elizabeth Not So Smart. I can't believe she couldn't escape. This guy writes a New York Times bestselling book called The Alphabet of Manliness. There's a whole chapter in there about how to secretly grab women called C is for Copping a Feel. And it's got pictures about how to grab women at concerts and all this shit. Now, none of this stuff is funny, obviously. The guy's a troll. He's a man child. The guy's trying to get a rise out of people. And if you get mad about it, and if he gets a rise out of you, then he wins. The only way to fucking deal with trolls is to just fucking ignore them. And so, you know what? This album I make, this Cuck Miss Carol's album, yeah, I'm trolling the guy. The guy pretty much invented it. And he gets so butthurt about it. And he gets so upset that he sues me, my employer, my employer's in-house counsel, meaning that my ex-employer has to hire very expensive outside counsel. This guy goes on a weird legal rampage, and in New York State, that's not hard to do. In California, if you sue someone to restrict their free speech, there are these things called anti-slap laws. If you sue someone just to shut them up, with a bunch of bogus charges, you can be charged up to 9 times what you were suing them for as a penalty. But in New York, the home of the fucking corporation, these laws are designed to help shut people up. That's why the guy sued me in New York. Out of the 10 fucking parties to this lawsuit, I'm the only one that lives in New York. Dax Herrera lives in LA. All his buddies live in LA. My ex-employer's corporate headquarters is in fucking Omaha, I think. Patreon's corporate headquarters are in San Francisco. This kid, this 27-year-old Mad Cucks kid, he's in Alabama. Like, I'm the only guy in New York. He sues us in New York because New York's got the kind of laws that let you fuck someone. That's what's happening. And that's what's happening here. And so, God forbid, if this case doesn't end, and if this is the rest of my life, is just in some sort of pissing match with an unfunny loser, I've got a lot of piss. This isn't how I wanted the first episode of the Asterio Shokunos to go. I wanted it to be a fun thing where we talk about anime and Star Trek, and we do a thing where someone drew, you're not gonna believe this, this guy online named Bonitis. He is one of the leading lights of the furry community. And he got his friend to draw a furry pillow of me that he calls the most depraved thing he's ever seen in his life. According to him, he has never seen so many penises in one piece of art. This piece of art is so depraved that I have not yet opened it because I'm too scared. And I was going to open it on the first episode of the Asterio Shokunos. It's going to be fun. This guy, he really doesn't like it when people have fun. It really upsets him. I'm guessing that as a kid, everyone else was having fun, going to the prom, going on dates, going outside, having fun. And this guy's one of those people that, like, probably sits on the other side of the fence and goes, all those people in there hate me and they're all judging me. When really, nobody's thinking about you at all. He's one of these, like, angry loner types. He feels the world owes him something. And it's like, look, I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've got a pretty good life. I have a really fantastic, hilarious girlfriend who I'm absolutely in love with. I've got great friends and great parents. I've got a great family. I make podcasts I enjoy. I make these little YouTube shows that I like. I'm on Twitch playing video games. I'm having a ball. I'm in Discord with all my followers and buddies, and we're all just shooting the shit and talking about the birds from Star Wars. It's like, yeah, I got a pretty fun life. This guy really doesn't like that. He really doesn't. And so he's trying to mess it up, because if he can't have fun, then nobody can have fun. But that's not how I want to live my life. I just want to have a good time, make some comedy. We're not here for long, folks. We're on this earth for a very short time, and it's kind of our job to have as much fun as possible while we're here. That's the point of it. But if this guy wants to have a sissy slap fight, there is no bigger sissy than Asterios Kokonos. That's it for the first abbreviated episode of the Asterios Shokunos. Thank you for listening. If you're looking to help me out with my legal bullshit, you can pledge at patreon.com/Asterios. Every dollar helps. I got a GoFundMe. If you search for the Asterios Kokonos Legal Offense Fund, you can donate there. You can Venmo me at Asterios. You can PayPal me. I think it's paypal.me/cyberdemon. Yeah, I'm around. And you know what? If you're poor like me and you don't have a dollar to donate, yeah, I don't have a dollar to donate either. I'm in a massive amount of legal debt. So, you know, it would be helpful if you just shared this episode, because that means a lot. And the fact that you care means a lot. And the fact that you're listening means a lot. And I just want you to know that I thank you and I love you. And I'll talk to you next time.